It all started on a Friday, but it wasn't a regular Friday. It was a very special Friday. Every mouse in the galaxy had been squeaking about this Friday for days. No, weeks. No, months. That's because it was the release date for the 5D Mega Mouse-rific movie, The Lord of the Asteroids. And you know what it means to see a 5D Mega Mouse-rific movie, right? It means strapping yourself to the movie's theater, floating seat to watch Fabermouse holograms and intergalactic visual effects while listening to the universe's most superstellar surround sound system.
Oh, excuse me, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Stiltonik, Geronimo Stiltonik. I'm the captain of the legendary Mouse Star 1, the most mouse-tropic spaceship in the universe. Now, what was I squeaking about? Oh, right, I had promised my nephew Benjamin and his friend Bugsy Wugsy that I would take them to see the Lord of the Asteroids that Friday.
Uncle, we're ready, Benjamin's and Bugsy Wugsy's shrill voices shouted happily as they burst into the control room.
Super, I answered with a big smile. Let's go. Even though I appeared excited, deep down I was a little worried. I don't know about you, but those floating holograms make me nauseous. We got to the theater a little early, but it was already packed with mice munching on mouth-watering triple cheese-flavored popcorn. As soon as the lights dimmed, the seats began to float and the Lord of the Asteroids began. The movie was full of speeding space shuttles, evil aliens, and mouse-crushing meteorites. Squeak, how terrifying!
After a few minutes, the images suddenly flickered and became very blurry. The screen began to vibrate.
Uncle, is this a new special effect? Benjamin asked.
Before I could answer, the movie suddenly cut out completely and we were plunged into darkness. It was darker than the blackest dark hole. A near miss. Everyone became very quiet. I heard Benjamin's and Bugsy Wugsy's paws tightly in an attempt to reassure them, even though my whiskers trembled with fear. Then a small dot of light appeared in front of me. A second later, holograms, Mouse Star 1's onboard computer was beaming at me. I was so surprised I almost jumped out of my seat. Red alert! Red alert! Red alert! Hologramix shouted.
Captain Stiltonik, report to the control room immediately.
Red alert? Since I had become captain, there had only been yellow alerts. A red alert means there is a supergalactic crisis. What could have happened? The theater's lights finally came back on. Benjamin, Bugsy Wugsy, and I rushed towards the exit and hurried off to the control room. Grandfather William Stiltonik greeted me with his booming, incredibly intimidating voice.
Grandson, he barked. Took you long enough? How could you be captain of the spaceship if you never around during an emergency?
I was at the movies, I stammered.
My grandfather became even more infuriated.
The movies, he squeaked. Do you realize our ship was almost hit by a comet? Thanks to your sister's quick thinking, we still have the fur on our backs.
A comet? I squeaked. How is that possible?
Let me explain, Captain, said our onboard scientist, Professor Greenfur. Our spaceship crossed the wake of Comet Alpha 2093, which appeared suddenly out of our galaxy's quadrant. I had to veer at the last moment, my sister Thea explained, but I don't understand why the comet didn't show up on our alert system.
The comet produced a swarm of small particles that interfered with our instruments, Professor Greenfur explained. Basically, the comet caused a temporary malfunction in our equipment. Swarm? Small particles? Interference? Luckily, Benjamin explained everything to me. He had a course in astronomy. comets. Comets are made up of ice, rocks, and dust. When a comet comes near the sun, it heats up and becomes a glowing ball. The ice and dust change into a gas that forms a long tail-like trail behind the glowing ball. Comets gradually disintegrate over time. The word comet comes from an ancient Greek word that means a head with long hair. So will the comet be disintegrating soon? I asked, proud of my newfound knowledge. I'm afraid not, answered Professor Greenfer. According to my calculations, Alpha 2093 will disintegrate in exactly 374 cosmic years. Trap clapped a paw on Thea's back. According to my calculations. Nice work, he said. Anyone want to celebrate our near miss with a little snack? I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm cosmically hungry. I sighed. The only thing my cousin Trap ever seems to think about is eating. No, we can't just leave our posts yet, Professor Greenfer replied grimly. We averted the danger, but another spaceship or planet could be in real trouble. Warning, incoming comet. Professor Greenfer's eyes pressed a series of keys. An image of the comet appeared on the screen. Comets follow regular paths around the sun, just like planets, Professor Greenfer explained. See this ring? That's the comet's orbit. I made some quick calculations, and look, there's going to be a catastrophe. I stared at the screen, but I didn't know what he meant. Excuse me, Professor, I said, feeling a little bit embarrassed, but I don't see anything dangerous here. Grandfather William pointed to a reddish planet on the map. Grandson, can't you see that the comet's orbit will place it in the direct path of this planet? Yes, but that planet is at least 5 times bigger than the comet, Trap pointed out. How can that little old comet damage such a big planet? Given the speed of the comet and its mass, it can do a lot of damage, Professor Greenfer squeaked in dismay. If you consider the friction of the atmosphere and the size, density, velocity, and the angle of the comet, you'll see that the planet will explode on an impact. A shiver of fear ran from the tips of my ears down to the end of my tail. How long until impact? I asked. 1 day, 7 hours, 46 minutes, and 27 astroseconds, the professor replied. Black holy galaxy! That wasn't much time at all. Is the planet inhabited? I squeaked. This time, Hologramics answered. Yes, it is, the computer said. It's the planet Jurassic, and it's inhabited by Cosmosauruses. An image of a cute little alien appeared on the screen. It had a large, friendly face, large eyes, and a tail shaped like a comma. From the Encyclopedia Galacta, planet Jurassic, location Galaxy Quadrant 24/765. Description: has a dry, rocky surface. Inhabitants: Cosmosauruses. Language spoken: Saurus-A. A rescue mission. The Cosmosauruses seem so nice, Benjamin squeaked softly. Uncle G, we totally have to save them. Bugsy Wugsy nodded in their agreement. The mouselets were right. We had to do everything in our power to save those aliens. Contact the Cosmosauruses immediately, I ordered Hologramics. Negative, Captain, the computer answered. According to the info in our archives, the Cosmosauruses don't have technology for intergalactic communication. I guess that means we'll have to warn them in the fur, Trap said. And I volunteered to go into the mission. I bet there's something good to eat on that planet, and I want to taste all the Cosmosaurus specialties. That's the spirit, grandson, Grandfather William squeaked, clapping a paw on Trap's back. But warning them isn't enough. We have to bring them on board the Master at once if we want to save them. They can stay in the spaceship's spare cabins if we find a new place for them to inhabit, Thea suggested. But what if the Cosmosauruses don't want to leave their planet? I asked, worried. They may be too scared. It won't be a problem, cuz, Trap said. No one likes leaving his home, but it's better. No one likes leaving his home, but it's better than getting hit on the head by a comet. Trap wasn't wrong, but I was still concerned. Benjamin was hopeful, though. Uncle, didn't you see what a gentle creature Cosmosauruses are? I bet they'll greet us with open paws. I gave in. I can never say no to my sweet little nephew. And we really had no other choice. We had to help the Cosmosauruses, and we had no time to spare. In one day, 7 hours, 40 minutes, and 33 astroseconds, the comet would make impact.
Hurry up, Grandfather William urged us. The Cosmosaur rescue mission is underway. But before we left, we had to take care of a few problems. First, how will we get to Jurassic? Let's take my space shuttle, Thea suggested. I saw a flat area on the map where I should be able to land easily. But there was another problem. How would we communicate with the Cosmosauruses? Modestly speaking, I'm programmed to speak all 3,847 known languages in the galaxy. Our multi-purpose onboard robot robotics declared proudly. Therefore, I know Saurus, the Cosmosaur language. Are you sure? Trap challenged him. Prove it. Robotics then produced a series of incomprehensible grumbling sounds. What does that mean? It means you don't know if I can speak it or not, Cheesehead, Robotics replied. Everyone except Trap burst out laughing. Finally, there was the third problem. Who would go on the mission? Benjamin and Bugsy Wugsy came forward. Uncle, can we go? They asked. We'd like to join Trap and Robotics to help save the Cosmosaurs. Hurry up, Grandfather William urged us. The Cosmosaur rescue mission is underway. But before we left, we had to take care of a few problems. First, how will we get to Jurassic? Let's take my space shuttle, Thea suggested. I saw a flat area on the map where I should be able to land easily. But there was another problem. How would we communicate with the Cosmosauruses? Modestly speaking, I'm programmed to speak all 3,847 known languages in the galaxy. Our multi-purpose onboard robotics declared proudly. Therefore, I know Saurus, the Cosmosaur language. Are you sure? Trap challenged him. Prove it. Robotics then produced a series of incomprehensible grumbling sounds. What does that mean? It means you don't know if I can speak it or not, Cheesehead. Robotics replied. Everyone except Trap burst out laughing. Finally, there was the third problem. Who would go on the mission? Benjamin and Bugsy Wugsy came forward. Uncle, can we go? They asked. We'd like to join Trap and Robotics to help save the Cosmosaurs. I don't know, I replied, hesitating. It could be dangerous. And that's why you'll go too, grandson. Grandfather's voice boomed. You'll be in charge of the mission. After all, you're captain, aren't you? I sighed. The truth is, I would have preferred to spend the day relaxing peacefully in my cabin. But of course I couldn't. We were on a mission to save those defenseless aliens, and I was in command. We boarded Thea's space shuttle, and in no time, we had landed on Jurassic. Anybody home? The space shuttle landed on a desert on Jurassic. Trap, Robotics, Benjamin, Bugsy Wugsy, and I all climbed out. This is where I'll pick you up, Thea told us. I'm heading back to Mouse Star 1 to prepare for the Cosmosaurus' arrival. See you soon. We watched as the space shuttle disappeared in the distance. We were completely alone on an unfamiliar planet. Which way were we supposed to go? Stellar Swiss cheese! Why do I always have so much trouble reading astral maps? Luckily, Benjamin came to my rescue.
Do you need help, Uncle? He said sweetly. He asked sweetly, yes, I admitted, embarrassed. Thank you. This star is where we are, he said Benjamin, pointing confidently to the map. According to the map, the Cosmosaur village is here, so we have to go north. This way? No, that way. Ha! Bugsy Wugsy was so excited she could barely stay in her fur. I can't wait to meet those adorable Cosmosaurs, she squeaked. But instead of excitement, I felt a strange, annoying itchiness on my snout. I twitched my nose and we headed north. After a while, we saw a narrow path between some rocks. According to the map, we have to go this way, Benjamin explained. Trap took a step forward. Yoo-hoo, he shouted. His voice echoed, but there was no reply. Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? Trap continued. Anybody home? All of a sudden, I had an uneasy feeling. Stop it, I told my cousin. You might disturb who? Trap interrupted me with a chuckle. Those cute little Cosmosaurs? Suddenly, a huge shadow fell over us. We turned and Galactic Gorgonzola, a terrifying shape had appeared behind us. It had an enormous face, two tiny arms, a massive body that ended with a comma-shaped tail. Hey, wait a minute. It was identical to the Cosmosaur Hologramix had showed us earlier, but much, much bigger. And it didn't seem to have a sweet disposition either. In fact, this Cosmosaur was downright scary. The alien looked at us menacingly, baring its sharp fangs. Benjamin, Bugsy, Wugsy, and Robotics hid behind me in fear. Trap, on the other hand, wasn't scared at all. Relax, he said calmly. This guy's just a little bigger than we expected. You mean they're a little bigger than we expected. I corrected him as three more Cosmosaurs emerged from behind the rocks. The alien stared at us for a moment. Another one bared its fangs and was roaring.